Let's get together with Randy Lewis from San Clemente, California, the world's number one track chaser at the Norman County Raceway. Welcome, and this is 1,088 for tracks for you.
Thank you very much. That's right. I think it's number 97 for the year.
Oh, wow, 32nd state of the year?
32nd state, that's right. And about a five-day trip to England, and we've got New Zealand on the docket for Christmas.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about, track chasing. What is it? Who does it?
Well, track chasing is really the art of trying to see as many different racetracks as you can. The three main types of tracks that we count are ovals, be they dirt or asphalt, road courses, and figure eights. We don't count drag racing, and we don't count motorcycles.
Okay. How did you get started in this track chasing?
Well, I had a job that took me all over the country, and so that would let me see a lot of different tracks all over. When I really started out, I think I was what's called a race chaser. I actually went for the quality of the racing. And when you go to tracks for track chasing, it really doesn't matter if the races are any good or not. You like them to be good, and they were good tonight here. I thought they were super. But if they're not, for whatever reason, it's no big deal because you'll probably never come back.
Okay. Do you get to tracks more than once?
I do, but at this stage in my racing career, if you will, I don't go back to tracks very often. I mean, last year was 182 tracks. That's about 150 nights overnight, and that doesn't leave much time for going back to tracks a second time. Although, if I get a chance, I do.
While you travel and do the track chasing with all of these stops, I'm sure you're able to enjoy a lot of the sights, scenery of the United States and of foreign countries.
Yeah, on my website, ranlayracing.com, I've got something called Track Chasing Tourist Attractions, and so I'll have pictures of every place we went. Today, as an example, we went down to the Fargo-Moorhead minor league baseball game. They were playing Edmonton. And that was kind of a rare treat for us because typically minor league baseball's at night, but today they happen to be playing in the afternoon, so it was a chance to see something that we hadn't seen. We were in Minnesota a couple of weeks ago. I was actually out here with my daughter, and we went to the Spam Museum in Austin, yeah. Minnesota, yeah. Which I think is great. I've taken my wife there, now my daughter there, and I was there one time by myself. So every place we go across the country, we try to stop and see the local attractions.
Have you always been a racing fan and enthusiast? I mean, you know, when you did get started just watching racing before all of this race chasing and track chasing became a part of your life?
Oh, definitely. I mean, before I got into track chasing, I was, like I say, a race chaser. I probably saw the World of Outlaws 150 times. I think I've seen Steve Kinzer win about 50 times. And back then, I would just go to wherever the World of Outlaws race. I liked the ASA late models when Mark Martin, Rusty Wallace, Dick Trickle, and those guys were racing on asphalt. So, yeah, I was definitely a race chaser. Grew up in Peoria, Illinois, although we've lived in California now for about 30 years. And my home track was Peoria Speedway, which is a little quarter-mile dirt track. And quarter-mile dirt ovals are still my favorite track.
Do you have a goal? How many you want to get to in your life?
Well, actually, I just made it to number one this year, and so I'd like to maintain that. There are a few guys that are doing this that are a little bit younger than me, so I figure I got to really go to get a lead so that when I retire, they may have a harder time catching me.
Well, I see a few guys with about 40, 50 stops behind you.
Yeah, although with 182 last year, I probably gained more than 100 on most of those guys. Last year at this time, I was in sixth place.
Oh, wow.
And so I really stepped it up, and now this is my 97th track of the season, and I think the next best guy out of that group's only got about 40. So I'm gaining at a pretty rapid rate at this stage.
Yeah, and you're putting on a lot of miles. I see in your bio and your press release here, over 147,000 miles last year. How many miles so far this year? Do you know offhand?
I think it's about 115,000, something like 30,000 in rental car miles. My personal car, I think I've only put about 8,000 on it this year, so obviously a lot more driving in rental cars. And with the balance flying I guess that'd be nearly about 70, 80,000 miles in flying. Mentioned there that last year we actually did some ferry boats. We were doing some track chasing in Washington and British Columbia. And we had a tight connection at one point, so Carol, my wife, drove the car from island to island on ferry boats while I took a seaplane, which I had never done for the purpose of track chasing before, and made it to a track, and then she got there by the time the ferry schedule allowed us to do that. So it's kind of crazy. I mean, last year we went to Europe and we did Belgium, France, Germany, and a couple of other places over there. And I always go to England at Easter because there's not much racing in the United States during Easter. And so I've been out there now for 6 or 7 years. Met a lot of people and done a lot of things. We get a lot of newspaper articles. We're doing some work with the Speed Channel. And so it's just kind of a fun thing to do.
At the Norman County Raceway in Ada, Minnesota, you were able to get on the flag stand and actually start a race. Have you done that before?
You know, it's kind of funny. I don't know if this is a Minnesota thing or not, but we were out here 2 weeks ago on Sunday. It was about 102 degrees down in Glendon, if I'm pronouncing that right, at the Buffalo River Speedway. And they asked me to go up and flag one of their features, and that was the first time in more than 1,000 tracks I'd ever done that. And here we are 2 weeks later in the same state, and we're doing it again. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, great. Well, we hope that you've had a good time visiting the Norman County Raceway, and fun to have somebody like yourself here. And, well, for me, it's been a real experience to learn about track chasing. I was not aware of that before, so thank you so much, and enjoy safe travels and many more tracks.
Well, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to me about this, and I had a great time here in at the Norman County Raceway.
Randy Lewis, San Clemente, California, world's number one track chaser here at the Norman County Raceway.